There's been some major political turmoil recently that has stolen the media's spotlight, which means many other stories are slipping through the cracks. One interesting story I saw recently was about a Minnesota deer hunter who harvested a deer and a 36-inch alligator in the same day. Minnesota's firearms deer season starts earlier than ours. It's legal to hunt the first weekend of November with a firearm. Corey Klosick succeeded in harvesting a 10-point buck with a shotgun, and as part of what followed, he saw something unusual, an alligator about 36 inches long. Klosick called the Minnesota DNR, who gave him permission to shoot the animal and keep it. This was in the area of East Bethel, Minnesota, roughly 30 miles north of the Twin Cities. So, what is a juvenile alligator doing in Minnesota? I say juvenile because they are usually not considered old enough to disperse and mate until they are at least 4 feet long. Prior to that, they're pretty vulnerable to predation, including cannibalism, so they stay together as a pod and don't go far from mom's friendly waters. Growth rates for alligators vary depending on the length of the warm season. In cold areas, less than 6 inches a year, and in warm areas, probably more like 12 to 14 inches. So this alligator would be estimated to be between 3 and 6 years old. There are only a couple of ways it could have gotten there: unassisted or assisted dispersal. Unassisted dispersal means it would have had to walk or swim, move under its own power. Okay, or be hatched there from an egg, which means there would have had to be at least one adult male and one adult female alligator in that same pond. There's no mention of that, so it seems pretty doubtful. It definitely did not walk there. Although they're good at traveling over land, we're talking about a species whose typical juvenile dispersal distance is maybe 20 to 25 miles, and the closest northern extent of their established geographic range is over 1,000 miles away. So maybe it swam? The Mississippi River does connect Mississippi and Minnesota, and alligators are semi-aquatic. They're great swimmers. But now we're talking about probably 1,500 river miles, minimum, upstream, through dozens of Army Corps of Engineers lock and dams. This also seems unlikely. So it had to be assisted dispersal, likely human, not animal. It wasn't dropped by a bird. A migrating bird would have had to carry a viable egg robbed from a buried and guarded nest, or a live juvenile gator 1,000 miles and dropped it there. So either it got into a shipping container of some kind and hitched a ride, or a person purposely put it there. I saved the most likely scenario for last. Someone got an alligator thinking it'd be a cool pet, and when it got just big enough to be too expensive or too dangerous, they decided to release it. It's too big to flush down the toilet, and it had to be released in 2020 because it would not have survived even one northeastern Minnesota winter. I read every available media account, and I have to tell you, I'm surprised not a single one linked this to any prior events. In fact, back in 2013, Minnesota DNR staff shot not one, but two alligators in Scandia, Minnesota. In that case, an individual claimed ownership and explained that someone must have stolen his two alligators, only to set them free later. Yeah, right. Someone broke into his house and stole two juvenile alligators, had a change of heart, and released them into the wilds of Minnesota's Mississippi River marshlands, about 30 miles away from this year's observation. Halfway between these two locations is the suburb of Forest Lake, Minnesota. Now, I am no fish and game detective, or am I? But it might be interesting to do an internet search on alligators for sale in or around Forest Lake. Alligators are legal to keep as pets in Minnesota, but some locations, such as Minneapolis, have ordinances against keeping alligators. Before you go deer hunting this year, enter your DNR tip line or local non-emergency law enforcement phone number into your mobile phone, and look up regulations on unprotected animals just in case you see something like a feral hog or an alligator. Striving to make new things familiar and familiar things new, this is the Masked Biologist, coming to you from the heart of Wisconsin's Great North Woods.